Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, my name is Jessica. I'm a senior here at HBU. I'm studying marketing with a concentration in entrepreneurship and graphic design. That's how I became a McNair Fellow. If you have noticed by now that I do have an accent, and that is because I'm an international student from Vietnam. So I came to America to study when I was 14, and that's how I read the Bible for the first time, and I became a Christian here in America. So whenever I was looking for a school, I know that I wanted a school that will let me grow in my faith and create opportunities for me to become closer with not only the body of Christ, but also to his word. So that's how HBU came on my radar. And HBU really stood out to me because it's not just a Christian school by name, but the professors and the students, they live out the gospel, and they really try their best to do everything for God's glory. So I have spent the past 4 years here at HBU getting involved in various activities, such as a resident assistant. I'm also a math tutor here on campus. And some of y'all might also see me on campus giving you guys tours to campus. So it has been a great honor, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys today.
Jessica, it's just awesome to have you. And I love it that you're from Vietnam, but you said y'all. That is a great combination. Do they say y'all in Vietnam?
No, I actually picked it up here in America. I think I came here and I said, you guys. And a lot of them say, we're in Texas, we say y'all.
Well, that's cool. At least you can take y'all with you the rest of your life.
Yes, yes.
You've such a bright, beautiful face. Tell us about how you came to HBU.
So I, of course, back in senior year in high school, I was looking for colleges. And I know for a fact that I want to go to a school in the city and not just, you know, out of nowhere. So a lot of the schools didn't make the list because they were just out in the country. So HBU was actually my safety plan. And I was considering going to another school in Austin and another school in downtown Houston. But after touring all of them, I think HBU was the student body that they stopped me, they say hi, they ask me if I need help. And it really felt like home whenever I toured the campus. So that's how I decided to go to HBU.
You know, we are the sixth most ethnically diverse university in the country. That's an amazing statistic. But I love how we at HBU really get to meet not all, but most of God's children from all kinds of different nationalities and background ethnicities. And yet there's a beautiful harmony. What's it been like for you on the campus?
That's one of the deal breaker for me, because I think it's so rare to find a private university that is as diverse at HBU. And I think it's a beautiful thing because it's in the middle of Houston. So it represents the diversity that Houston has. And for me, my high school wasn't as diverse. And I always found myself the urge to, I have to change myself to fit in. But since everyone in HBU is so different, you really just kind of be yourself. And you don't have to change yourself to fit in because everyone is so different.
One of the advantages of that is when you go out into the workforce, particularly in a big city like New York, LA, Houston, fourth largest city, you are going to work with all kinds of people from different ethnic backgrounds. And this idea that there is just a Caucasian only world, that's kind of a myth. Fort Bend County is more ethnically diverse than Manhattan, New York. And my wife and I, we just absolutely love it. I mean, we've learned so much from so many different people and their backgrounds, and it's enriched our lives. Now, tell us, what has the experience been like with both faculty and students, and you have, as you have pursued a marketing major at HBU?
So I think for, especially my major alone, in the workforce, it kind of has this stigma against marketing that, oh, marketing people are deceptive, or they don't tell you the truth, and they just want you to get the product. So I really love how HBU business professors at HBU really point out how can you pursue marketing ethically. And I love how at the beginning of every semester, they would share with us how they became a Christian, their faith story, and then they made sure to live that throughout the semester, and they always point us back to Christ. And then I love that Christ and morality and ethical decisions are all in the center of every single business class that I had. So I love every single business class that I was in. And also for the students body, I think is because the faculties are so Christ-centered, and also the school is so focused on making sure everyone is introduced to the Bible, everyone is introduced to Christianity, that the student body kind of pick it up as well. So everyone is very friendly. Before I came to HBU, I kind of had this stereotype of athletes that they're so cool, they're not going to talk to me. But they are all very friendly here at HBU, which was very shocking. And I think the students also really corrected me whenever I found myself the temptation to be down or gossip or anything. Then they were like, hey, you know, bestie, they really lift me up. So I love the students' body and the faculties here.
That's so cool. Now, you're from Vietnam. So were you born in Vietnam?
Yes.
And tell us how you, at age 14, I believe, you came to the U.S. to study. How did all that take place? Is family back in Vietnam, grandma, grandpa, or update us?
Yes. So 14 is usually the age that Vietnamese students would be going to high school. And I mean, yes. So from middle school to high school, everyone in the country has to take a test. And I took a test and I was like, I didn't get to the school that I really wanted. So my mom said, you know, honey, we have a different route for you. You can go to America to study in America. So I came here when I was 14. So my mom and my family is still back there.
Vietnam is an incredible country. And I mean, beautiful country. God's moving in a powerful way in Vietnam. A lot of people are not aware of that. So give us an update about Vietnam as you stay in touch with your family.
So I think the biggest misunderstanding is that a lot of people think is a communist country. So everyone is so sad. but I think it's a developing country. Is, you know, you have cities and you have tourist cities, and I really love how it has both mountains and seas. So sometimes you can driving on the road and you can see both at the same time. So it's really nice. And the country is still not as open to Christianity as it should be. But the government is definitely allowing Catholic churches and Baptist churches beside the dominant Buddhism and ancestor worship.
Our friend Franklin Graham recently held a crusade, I believe, in Hanoi. And the Lord did a great work there. And so it's a beautiful story. Now, I want you to tell us about the future for Jessica. You're going to graduate when?
In a week. So this May.
Wow. Okay. So what's on the horizon for next year and the future?
I hope to work for a socially responsible company and specializing in public relations and events planning. So yes, that's what I've been looking at.
That is so cool. And you have also been a McNair Fellow for the McNair Center for Entrepreneurship and Free Enterprise at HBU. Of course, the late Bob McNair, incredible man, incredible family, a resident institute there at HBU is the McNair Center for Entrepreneurship. Tell us what's been your experiences as you've been involved in that project.
I think that is definitely the best decision I've made while at HBU, academic-wise. It is definitely very challenging because the course is kind of designed for grad students, but also challenging enough for undergrad students like myself to still be able to learn from it. And it is very, so normal business classes at HBU is already asking me to go beyond just the textbooks, but this is pushing it to another level even. So I got to do a lot of concept testing. So I had to go around campus and asking a bunch of strangers, 93 of them to be exact, about this new product of me. So they criticize it. They like it, they hate it. So they were, it was a good experience for me to learn on if I want to have like a new product or if I want to start my own company later. And we also have, every McNair Fellow is also mentored by a very established professional. So we get to talk to them about all the things and getting their advice on, you know, what should I do if I want to start my own company, or what should I do if they criticize my product, and should I, you know, drop it or should I tweak it or something like that. So I really, really enjoy my experience.
So cool. So cool. Now we have some prospective students, parents, grandparents who have kids or grandkids. They're thinking about HBU. And I want to just take a few moments and ask you to talk to them directly. Why should they make HBU their university of choice?
I think if you are looking for a school that is not just Christian by name, but also Christian by practice, and every single staff, every single leadership position here on campus, they strive to definitely put Christ first, and that definitely changes the environment of the school, rather than those that just claim to be Christians. So that is definitely the biggest point. Also, the second point is that is so, I would say, if not HBU is the only school that is as diverse, being a private school and so diverse like HBU is definitely very hard to find. And I love that it's a small school in a big city. So if you know, sometimes you want to go explore, then you can go out to Houston. And whenever you get tired, you can go back to your small HBU community. So those are the three things that really struck out to me about HBU.
Wow. Well said, Jessica. We are so proud of you, and we're going to follow you. We know you have a great future. Christ is in your life. You've been trained well, and you are going to do very, very well. HBU is a place that you ought to consider. You can learn more about HBU at hbu.edu/admissions or call 281-649-3211. And our graduate school is hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, 281-649-3269. We have students in 40 states of the 50 states in America, and they come to us online. And so no matter where you live, you can be a student at Houston Baptist University, both undergraduate and in the graduate school. Learn all about it at hbuonline.com or call 1-855-428-1960. Jessica, we're very thankful for your life and for your family back in Vietnam. We send our thoughts to them and of course, our prayers. And you know that we're going to be rooting for you all the way, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us, okay? Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.